With us is the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, how are you, mate?
Going well, thank you, Robbo. Welcome back.
And the old Blues are going okay as well, mate. You'd be pretty happy.
Most of the time, Robbo, yes. It's a bumpy ride, but it's not too bad being a Carlton fan in the audience these days.
Well,
not bad at all.
Been a while, so yeah, good luck to you. That's fantastic. Yep. All righty, let's turn our attentions to more important business than AFL football, and that is, of course, news of the Shire, and you can have your say on your community wellbeing services. How does this work?
Yeah, Robbo, so we provide wellbeing services, which is substantially for our older community, to about 1,000 older people in the community. And what we're wanting to do is make sure that we do continue to provide, of course, the service that they're looking for and that the standard that they expect. So what this one's about is having a listening post, as we call them, where our clients can come in, the people who receive the services, but also their carers and their families can come in and have a chat with the team who run those services and let us know how we are going. So it's not only an opportunity to give feedback about how we are going, but there is a chance there to just sit down and ask questions about what the services are that we provide and how they work. So all are welcome to come along to that, Robbo. We've been promoting this a little bit, so it is actually on tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 6th of July. It's on at 10:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. and that's in the foyer of the Castlemaine Town Hall, Robbo. So no need to book, but if people want to know more, just ring us up on our 547-11700 number. Otherwise, please turn up at 10:30 tomorrow.
Terrific. Now, obviously, everybody's planning for the future, and you're developing a housing and neighbourhood character strategy for Castlemaine, Campbell's Creek and Chewton. What is that about? How does that work?
Yeah, and I think I might have promoted this one with you a little while ago as well, Robbo, but it is a really important project to help us respond to the housing affordability and availability challenges that exist in our community and everywhere at the moment. We really wanted to promote this opportunity again to the community because it is such an important part of that response that we're developing. So it's a housing and neighbourhood character strategy. It covers Castlemaine, Campbell's Creek and Chewton. And the aim of that strategy is really to assist future residential development in those areas in a way that we ensure we don't lose what makes those towns so special, but at the same time it enables development for more families and people to come in and be able to live there. So that's what it's about, Robbo, and we're putting together a community reference group to help us better understand what is the neighbourhood character, what are the heritage elements that we must make sure we understand properly, what are the environmental factors that relate to it. All of those things which are really important to our community, we want to make sure we capture that properly. So there's an opportunity for community people to be involved, and we've got an expression of interest process up and running at the moment. So we'd love people to put their hand up and get involved in that project. But there's more information about that one, Robbo, on our SHAPE Mount Alexander website.
Okay. Now, Dusk, a sculpture at the Castlemaine Botanic Gardens. Now, who's done this, and what is it exactly?
Yeah, well, it's a renowned local artist has done that, Robbo, Zoe Amor, and it was actually Dusk was created to go at the entrance of the Castlemaine Art Gallery and Heritage Museum, and that's something that's been in place for quite some time. But there's development proposals for that area, and there's been work done to say, so how do we house this long-term in a prominent location? And we found this spot up in the Botanical Gardens where it just looks amazing, Robbo. It's, I know you love the Botanical Gardens and you'll get to see it sometime. It's well worth the effort to go down and have a look. It's up at the northern end near the children's playground, and it's sort of fits in with all of the trees of that area just so beautifully. You think that it was originally designed for that spot is how I felt when I saw it. So I really encourage people, have a look at it when you're next up in the Botanical Gardens. And a big thank you not only to Zoe, but also the Federal Government, Heritage Victoria, and also the Jarrah Corporation for all helping to make that project happen, Robbo. But yeah, thoroughly recommend get down to the Botanical Gardens and have a look at it just north of the children's playground.
Okay. And finally, mate, school holiday activities continuing in week two to keep the little rugrats busy?
Yes. And the Castlemaine Library always does great rate work to help people with that challenge, shall we say. So this tomorrow, the library's got a screening of The Bad Guys. It's understands a very funny animated film suitable for kids ages 5 and up, and one of those ones where grown-ups can enjoy it as well, I'm told. On Thursday, the team at the library is helping kids make Shrinky Dinks, which, before you ask, apparently that is where you draw on shrink plastic film and then you cut out the designs and you make keychains out of it. So that's on Thursday.
Thanks for explaining
that. 11 a.m. Yes, I know. I'm glad I get notes that explain some of the terms I have to say.
Yeah.
11 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. It's for 5 to 8 year olds, and it is also on from 2 p.m. until 2:45 p.m. for 8 to 12 year olds. So that's Thursday, Robbo, at the library.
Sounds
and then
good.
On Friday, Game Space is on in the afternoon, where kids can play board games, card games, and there's a Nintendo Switch in there as well. So that goes from 12 to 5:30 for kids of all ages down at the Castlemaine Library.
Fantastic. Hey, Darren, have a great week. Look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks a lot, Robbo.
Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call.